This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Rabbi Sai, the sugya today is really determining what's the proper shear chala, when to be mafresh with a bracha, without a bracha, and we start off with the Mishnah. In Perek Beis, but the Shir Chala says the following. Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. You have the Mishnah in front of you?
Yes.
I just want to read the beginning. Perek Beis Mishnah Vav. Chameshes Revayim Kemach Chayav Mechal Vem. Sa'arn Subin Mursanan Chamesh Revayim. Nitol Mursanan Mitoichan Vechazad Vechziran Harei Elu Pturan. So let's say the Mursan was taken out and put back inside its potter. So the Yerushalmi discusses what's the reason why it's potter. So it says, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis in the Yerushalmi. Amar Rav Bana Avagav Deloy Amar Rav Yosi. Hadar Ma'amar Kavasa, Dam Rav Yechon, Derech Isa Shanu, Vekan, Mekivan, She Nitol Mursanan, Vechazer Lesoichan, Ein Ze Derech Isa. So once again, the reason why, if you have flour that has Mursan, and when we talk about Mursan, we have all types of Chalakim inside this wheat, there's the peel of it. There's the actual brush. There's the germ. There's the bran. The endosperm. I have a ganze picture over here of every single chalik that's going on, and on whole wheat flour you have a mixture of all of these things, and non whole wheat flour, white flour, they remove all of the bran. So while it's still inside, why is that considered challah? And why, when it's separated and you put it in, it's not. Why is it not called challah? So the Yerushalmi says the reason why it's not called challah is because ein ze derech isa.
Does that mean nobody does it? That's not normal.
So what is pshat ein ze derech isa? So if you take a look at the Rash Sirilia, he says debaser derech isa azlidan velav mishum chimutz, and it's not because of chimutz. He says, in other words, there's a chakira that we have already learned in the past. Whether the gairim for a chi of challah is the machmitz, and that we said is the Ramban's shita by Greira, is that the ikr chi of challah is not that the min sheboy, rather it's the machmitz. Remember, that's the divrei Yecheskel. So over here the chiddush is that even though this mursan is not a machmitz, so why should it be mitzdarif? So he says. Says the Marash Sirilia, the reason why it's mistarif is because it's not derech isa, not because it's not a machmitz, because you don't go after machmitz or not. But the derech hazlin v'la mishum chimutz. Umikan lamad harashba, the kivin the reshlokesh moididika shire, belav mursan, the reshbag nami mechayiv, mashal larvich nami savim rastisin, kula alma. So it's going to depend, it's dependent on another machlekes that the Rash Sirilia goes on, but he says that basically when you removed part of the mursan and you put it back in, the reason why it's not mitzdarif is because it's not derech isa. Okay? Because it's not derech isa. What were you saying?
No, machmitz and not machmitz. Bran doesn't make machmitz. What does it mean, machmitz?
No, bran. Yeah, bran is not machmitz.
Bran is not machmitz.
No, yeah. Yeah, it's like cardboard. It's not really edible. But the gra adds on something very. What? When it's part of the Isa, maybe, right? When it's part of the Isa.
For the chickens or whatever, you're not allowed to, on Pesach, you're not allowed to mix it in with water.
Right. Only the bran itself, you said. The mursan only. The mursan also. I have to look. So the Gros says, the Gros says that The Gros says something much bigger chiddush. He says that once you took the morsan in and then you put the morsan back in, let's say you have chamishas revayim kemach without the morsan. You have enough kemach without the morsan. Says the Gra, you're still going to be putter because it's not called the shame lechem. Which means that it's not, be'etzem, the heter why you're able to have this lechem together with morsan is because people usually have lechem with morsan, it's batel. Maybe as long as it's in there, it's batel. I don't know, you want to compare it to dame varim that you're allowed to eat it until it's separated. You look at it as one shtick until it becomes separated, or some type of svara like that, fine. But once you separate it, it's not called lechem. And when you put it back in, people don't, it's not usually the way to eat bread. So even if you have more kemach with dal mehocha mursan, says the Gra, you're still pater. Mamishapele. Now, why would this be negeya to us halacha lamaisa? It's extremely negeya lamaisa because there, with the help of Rav Bensi over here, he sent me, there's tons of raid that the poiskim bezmanenu deal with the current whole wheat flour that we have nowadays. Do any women over here bake whole wheat flour bread? So what's the shir challah for whole wheat flour is an extremely unclear shayla, because the derech of the mills of the whole wheat flour is that they separate all of the bran and the morsan and everything, and then they put it back in. So here it's a shayla that's not in Zbar in the Paiskim, and it's a shayla that's totally besvara be'alma. Do we say that since it was taken out, it loses its shame lechem, and when you put it back in, so it's be'etzem not mitzdarif, and therefore you can't, when you're going to start measuring for whole wheat challah, a bracha of 5 pounds, 4.7, 4.8, however you want to be mishar shir challah, let's call it 5 pounds for argument's sake. You can't make a bracha on 5 pounds. You have to make on 20% more than 5 pounds, which is 6 pounds. You can't make a shir bracha on whole wheat challah unless you have 6 pounds, because the morsan was separated and put it back in, and the Mishnah says you don't count that. Okay, the Gros says you're not going to count the lechem, but it doesn't seem to be that we see Paiskim are being choishish for, but we'll see why maybe in a moment. We'll see why. But the reality is that they separated it. And when I tell you that it's a machlekes a Paiskim, it's a huge machlekes. If you ask, Rav Falk has a long tshuva about this. Rabbi Yashiv held you can't change what's written in Shulchan Aruch, and in the Shulchan Aruch it's written that it's separated, so that it's menakeh the shir. On the other hand, there are significant poskim, included in Moshe Sternbach and others, that say you look at it al pi svara. The svara in the Gemara is that in derech isas, because it wasn't the derech, but nowadays it's the derech. It's nitel al das to put it back in. So if it's nitel al das to put it back in, that's not called a chisaron of taking away the shame isa from it, because that's how they make it. That's the product. That's how you do something. So since that's how you do it, it's not a chisar and a shame lechem. So, and that's where there's a huge machlekes in the achreinas manenu, how to be mesachis to whole wheat flour, whether we're menakeh this year or we're not menakeh this year. One thing I just wanted to be maisif is that it could be it's totally in pshat in the Gemara. If you're going to go with the Gros pshat, that derech isa is very much on how people eat bread. And therefore, the Gros is going to say that when you took away the morsin and you put it back in, it's not derech isa to eat bread with morsin inside. So even if it has chameshes revayim kemach, ein ze derech isa. So that chumra of the gra could be a kula nowadays, because nowadays the whole derech is to eat whole wheat flour with the morsin. In other words, the Gra's not learning pshat in the Gemara that it was because the morsin is like a piece of cardboard once you take it out, and therefore it's non-existent when you put it back in. Rather, the morsin defined whether this is bread that's edible or not edible. So, in the time of the Gemara, it made it not edible, because who eats bread with a bunch of cardboard stuff inside? Masha enke nowadays, if people eat it because of health reasons, and for them, they were able to put in more ingredients to make it more geschmack. And this is what they call their shem lechem. So it could be that nowadays, adrabah, this is called lechem, and it's derech to put it in this way, so the Mishnah wouldn't apply. So according to the Gra, adrabah, that's a svara to Rav Moshe Sternbuch and others. That's one he'ara I wanted to suggest. Rav Moshe, if anybody wants to get more research on this done, so I have a lot of different materials. I even have a chart over here that's not supposed to be publicized. So I won't say the name or whatever else, because we're, you know, so it could get, if anybody gets the recording on this. But it's mamish, a very in-depth discussion. What's mursan? What's subin? How much of it is inside the flour nowadays? How much isn't? Coming from 17% to 10%, the extraction rate, the roll milling process. I mean, the Imamish went thoroughly to see how much they take out and put back in. So if you want, I could send you this sheet.
So halacha l'maaseh, someone that's making whole wheat at home should put 5 revayim white flour and then add whatever you want, and don't be chayish for the gra's extra reserve. That's the second gift you
do. So halacha l'maaseh, I did see something interesting that Reb Shaul Katz said that he saw from the OU, that he quoted that since some mills do more and some mills do less. Let me get the exact Mari Mukim, because it's something kedai to point out. This is in Siman Shin Chav. Shin Chav Dalid. Ayin Hey. So. Apparently the OU says is that the metzias is that it's a suffik a shakul if it comes from such a mill that does separate it and put it back in. So he says shalachti yadidi Yitzchak Torsky sha'eved sham as a rabbinical coordinator lishal adam shibir zevehishav shaloyos labir hatev. Rak tzitzel kama companies harbe prat by gedolim oisin kain. Maize harbe ain oisin kain. The big mills do separate. The smaller mills don't necessarily separate. The koshe laid the beriris maua percentage. The ain yoisher together suffer a shakel. Im kain vade chazil itzneivul shchol tsar tsurufim. So I think Rav Heinemann is the one that says that you could also be metzarif meikar adin that the shear of challah is a smaller shear. Rav Chaim Noy. Which is, we'll call it, which is called 2.2 or 2.4 pounds. And on top of that, that this svara that it's made to put back in, so you'll probably be okay, as long as you have a regular shear. And that's what along with the fact that it seems to be that some mills don't do this, so say we could be metzarif that it's that the flour that we have nowadays, even if it's whole wheat, those who are making a bracha and they don't add on more, they have what to rely on. Okay? Is that good? They might have what to rely on. That's number one. Number two, legabe inyane shi'ur, and how much exactly is shi'ur challah? So I think the right amount is 43.2 beit, 43.2 beitzim is the right shi'ur.
Wow.
I think that's the... I think that's the maskan after everything that we learned. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Chaf Dalid. Let's read it inside. The Shulchan Aruch writes. Ein chiyuv chala ela bechamishes min tefuah ein chayv chamish ruvaim umida machzeges arbaim veshalosh beitzim vechamish beitza. So what's interesting over here is that I'll just give you two he'aris on this vast subject, and I'm sure everybody has their own he'aris, and this is a subject that you could be dealing with your whole life. Just we have to have a little bit of yediyah and yeda where these subjects come from, but we have to approach it like Talmidei Chachamim, which is from the Makor. The Makor is that there are certain shiurim that are nemar misinai, like the shiur of Revius, which is found in the Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuftes. There's the shiur, which is a medida seitz bayis. Then there's the shiur of Chala, and shiur Chala is very interesting because there's three Gemaras. There's a Mishnah, there's a Gemara, and then there's the Torah. In the Torah, it's written Asir Sa'efa. Mm-hmm. And the Mishnah is written Chamishis Revayim, and in the Gemara it's written a Shir of Beitzim. In the Gemara, of what? Of a Kav and a half. So, the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Tes Vav, seems to say that each shir, one is a Midbari, one is a Yerushalmi, and one is a Tzipairi. It's very confusing. Most people are not Oymed on this. You have to learn all the sugya. So you have the shir, you have shir Beitza that's given for the shir Chala, but shir Revius is given for through Etzbayis. So, if there's the Rosh and the Tur and Rabbeinu Yeruchim all discuss how figuring it out through the Nefach, through the volume. The Rambam says you follow it through measurements of its bias. But that's supposed to equal out to the same thing. But then the Rambam says to help you out, he's going to give you a Mishkal of Dirham, which was a coin in those days, that came out to 520 Dirham. So people are like very busy figuring out what the dirham, and it's kind of working backwards because the dirham is not written anywhere. Volume is just a mishkal is just a simen ladavar. We never found that mishkal should be more than just a simen ladavar, but people work backwards. So because Reb Chaim Noyes says that he measured, that he found that a dirham was 3.2 grams. So because of that, and because the Rambam says in Maseches Idias that the shear dirham for water is 27 grams, for wine is 21 grams, and for kemach is 21 gram is 21 dirham. For water is 27 dirham, for wine is 26 dirham, and for kemach is 21 dirham, and for tavua is 18 dirham. So because the Rambam says those shiurim, and we're going to go with the sheer volume of water, which is 27. So he came out that 27.3.2 is going to be 86 cc, which is going to be a sheer revius. That's how Reb Chaim Noy came out. And it's already known that nowadays, according to the research that was done, was that the different coins that they of dirham that they had in those days never exceeded more than 3 grams. So at the maximum, it's going to be 3 times 27, which is going to be 81. But it's probably going to be even less. By 75 cc, you already have a suffix.
Why don't you say water? Why don't you go by kemach, which is 21?
Water never changes. You know that water is the same amount as
it is. Right.
We're trying to find out flat.
Which is...
never know.
Right. Which, by the way, that's why everything has to start from the Makaris, because everything could change. Because when you're going to start doing shir kemach, so how do you know how to measure what the shir kemach is? The Ramah says you don't smush it. You go with the regular shir kemach. You don't go according to the tefuah, which that's also a suffix whether you go according to the tefuah, which the machlok is between the Rosh and the Rashi and Tshuvas. Grain is pretty much the same, no? Right.
Yeah, my new chiluk you could find, because Ram says Mitzrayim.
So we got to find studies on how it used to be the grains in those days. Right.
How is water going to help with the kemach and the
yonim? Right. Water is the same. How about Fiji water? It's the same?
Fiji water and this water, Edward always.
Water is the same. But when one reverted to kemach now, you just take down a third? That's the chokmah.
Isn't there? No. You just, volume is always volume. But you're trying to convert your amount's weight into our volume. You need to use his water measurement because his conversion rates for a week might not be our conversion rates. Once you have the volume, then you could say, okay, how much wheat? Our wheat fills that volume.
So let's revert back now to our. Let's revert back now to our Iker Shaila. Our Iker Shaila that we're getting back to is okay, so we already determined that the Revias that Reb Chaim Noe said is much less. But how do we figure out regarding a Shir Beitza, which is a Shir Zayas, a Shir Amma? So here we have a very interesting Shita from the Chazon Ish. We were always regil to know that there's two Shirim. There's the Shir of Niskatnu Abeitzim, or the Shir Chazanish. Chazanish, Hamechune Chazanish, means that we double the Shir, which is interesting. The Chazanish Shir wasn't 86 cc times 2. Chazanish kind of also understood that a Revius is not going to be more than 75, but he doubled it to 150, right? So the Chazanish says like this. He says, basically, the Slacht says in Maseches Pesachim that he was moided the Yitzbayas, and the Yitzbayas were to the amount of Beitzim. The Beitzim came out half of what the Yitzbayas should be. So it must be that Yitzbayas didn't get smaller. People just get Yitzbayas didn't get bigger. People get smaller. So he says, obviously, we're talking about that the Beitzim were niskatnu, and therefore you have to double the Beitzim. So on the side of the Shulchan Aruch doing the Tshuva Me'aveis, Talmud says, you're a very big man, the Tzlach. That's why he came out this way, and the Tzlach laughed. But the Chazon Ish says in a very strong Lashon, there's no way that lehalacha that changes anything, because the Noidi B'Yuda never retracted, and it's not only the Noidi B'Yuda, the Chassam Sofer, Maraz Margolis, the Achrayim go with that shear of the Noidi B'Yuda, despite the fact that the Tshuva Me'aveis told him some type of joke, and he laughed. That doesn't change thing l'dayrus, and you have Raya's Brurus that it's that way, and therefore the Chazon Ish says that we're machmir, and the Mishnah Berurah and Simen Reish Ayin Aleph and Bir Halacha says we're machmir, but Shel Torah that you are machmir. It's not a laughing matter. We say that we do say that the Beitzim became are doubled.
The Beitzim, what about a Kazayas?
Oh. So what would it be nowadays? So a kezias also is double.
If it's half a beitza.
So that means a kezias is 75, if half a beitza, which is how much? 75 cfi. So that's a lot, right? So that's the Chazon Ish shita, and that's what seems to be written in all the Svarim. However, if you open up the Chazon Ish in Hilchas Shiurim Siman Lamed Tes, he's going with a whole different mahalach. He brings a Mishnayis and Maseches Kalim. Mishnah Maseches Kalim says that everything goes al pi daitoy shel roye. What does al pi daitoy shel roye mean? It means that Rabbi Yossi says that how are you supposed to know what shiurim to go with? Obviously, you go according to what a person sees, what a kebetza is. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. Says the Chazon Ish, goes into a whole longer riches, and somewhere else in Maseches Kalim, he explains this even more in depth. And he gets into the very big intricacy. So when the Chazon Ish speaks about Shiurim, he doesn't focus so much on the Tzlach. He does that later. His number one focus is to explain that Beis Din has the right, this is very tricky in the Chazon Ish, but he says, Beis Din has the right to determine in their generation, do you have the Orach, you don't have the Orach Haim one here, huh? Beis Din has the right to determine in their generation what the Shiurim are according to that generation. But if a person doesn't have access to those gedolim, or they didn't decide for some reason. So every person in a generation, he has the right to decide. Kafi daitoi shalroya, according to what he is going, what he is going to decide. And I'll read you as Lashon. Nira degam Pruta nimsera alach l'mayishi. Ve'afim tibshleim, the kol she'amadbe ha'kayim, ve'yadua mishkol emes ha'yashir pruta, amiti v'loy me'od, mekomim yiru chachamim, she'ashir ye'abed midurus ha'bayim ala chacham, lishkol ha'pruta l'gevoy shiura. That's the way it was given to Moshe. Hilkach shigavu ga'inim shir pruta mishkol chetzi sar benes, hu shir amiti v'kvu l'adurus, k'mol l'chol shiurim, ulai adavar kabbalah b'day ha'ga'inim savaroi hilkach. Af imasair mishtanis lachivis esmanim alishina aratz become shul gainim kayim. You could still go according to that shear that they gave us because that's what they told us. But if you can't figure it out, there's always the default, which is daitei shel roye. And this is where he gets complicated. He discusses this in Maseches Kelim. It's kedai to look over there as well. How could it be that a Beis Din has the right to decide something? Even though the shear might be a little bit off, maybe you get malchus. It's the Gemara in Yuma says that if you ate a certain something kashir, it could be you don't get malchus because could be the shear is more. So, what does that mean? Could be the shear more. Right now you're eating kashir. Teretz is because so the Chazanish has an explanation over there that you went according. Maybe his shear is less. How do you go? His shear is less. You go daitei shel roya. There is a musik daitei shel roya. So what does that do for us? If you open up the Stipler's Shir and Shel Torah, he goes exactly according to the Shir HaMachmir, 150 cc, but all of a sudden, in regard to Kezias, he says, that's the Kezias of Zmanenu, which is the third Beitza. He doesn't say this Legabe a Beitza, or Legabe everything else, he says Legabe a Zayas. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky also wrote a letter, brought down in that Sefer, that the Kimdumani, that the Ikers, that the Chazanish would make a bracha achreina on a shlish beitza. Herzach HaMaisen? How could that be? On one hand, the Chazanish held 150. On the other hand, he made a bracha achreina on a shlish. It's a very puzzling matter that is not discussed in the Chazanish at all. This is something that is not clarified at all. So what's pshat? So it seems to be that the Chazanish held a cognitive dissonance. He made a split. When we're talking about Revius, that we have the shear that Chachamim were moister to us throughout the generations, which is its bias. And its bias, he's convinced, is 2.4. And 2.4 with its bias, it comes out, it's going to be 150 cc. But a Beitza and a Zayas was never given that there is a specific shear for that. Dirham is not a specific shiur for that. That was a suggestion from the Rambam. So the Chachamim were never koveya, but they were koveya certain things that passed throughout the generations. But not, and even though nowadays things might get bigger, but that's what they were koveya. But Beitza, but Zayas, they never gave such a Mesoira. So that Mesoira changes. And nowadays, I'm sorry, Chazanish is going to make, on one, it's mamash a stira mine yubay. On a Zayas, he's going to make a bracha achreina, and a Revius, you're going to need 150 cc. Even though a Revius is three zasim. Mm. So that's only a third beitza, right? Mm. So that's only a beitza, I'm sorry. So how do you figure that out? You don't. When you do shir Revius, it was nimser. That's why you have to learn the Chazanish's daitei shel roye, the makaris, where he's coming from. That one is a sugya of in Nimser Alamaisha Messinai, that these are the shirim you follow, and by Zayas you're going to go according to the Daitel Shilroya. That's what's going to come out. All right, Shkoyah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.